The warmth of the heart prevents your body from rusting, aging without growing old. By Marie de Hennezel. Translated by Sue Dyson. Read by Anna Bentinck. To my grandchildren, Leia, Marie, Blanche, Gabrielle, Leonard, Celeste, and those to come. To my mother. If the only thing I had to say was that all is lost, I would keep my mouth shut. Jean-Louis Chrétien. The cruelest kind of growing old is not organic. It is the growing old of hearts. Christiane Singer. Preface. There is nothing older than not wanting to grow old. Our world presents us with a disastrous image of old age. We are afraid of dying badly, of ending our lives alone, unloved, perhaps dependent or suffering from dementia, in lifeless places, far from everything. Instead of confronting this fear, we ward it off by clinging to our youth in a rather pathetic state of denial. In doing so, we run the risk of missing out on what I call here the work of growing old, that is to say, cultivating a positive awareness of aging. When I set to work writing this book, I too experienced a feeling of dread upon reading certain documents or listening to certain unhappy accounts. But other experiences convinced me that the worst is not inevitable. The keys to a fulfilling old age do exist, and it's up to our generation to discover them and pass them on. It's up to us, the baby boomers, to invent a new art of growing old, which is a paradox, since it means accepting the inevitability of aging without becoming old. How are we to become the bearers of good tidings rather than poisonous ones to those around us? I propose that our exploration be guided by the belief that something within us does not grow old. I shall call it the heart. I don't mean the organ, which does, of course, age, but the capacity to love and to desire. The heart I refer to is that inexplicable, incomprehensible force which keeps the human being alive, and which Spinoza christened conatus, primordial energy or vital endeavour. It is this heart that can help us push on through our fears and bear us up amid the worst ordeals of old age. Chapter 1. I write for my generation. Abbé Pierre, a well-known French priest who dedicated his life to helping the poor and the destitute, has just died. I queued up for an hour in the Rue Saint-Jacques to come and bow my head before his coffin, laid out in the Val de Grâce chapel. An immense photograph hangs on the hospital gates, showing passers-by a face that overwhelms them, a face which emanates both profound torment and an immense tenderness. Abbé Pierre used to say that we must always keep both eyes open. One eye on the world's suffering, so that we can fight against it, and the other on its wondrous beauty, so that we may give thanks for it. I have just devoted 2 years to writing about the experience of growing old, and, throughout this exploration of the aging process, I have attempted to keep both eyes open. One on all the inevitable pain, which frightens us so much, and the other on the joys which are in store for us. In order to do so, I have attempted to distance myself from the negativity, from the ambient pessimism which foresees only bad experiences at this stage of life. And on the other hand, I have tried to avoid slipping into euphoria and embracing the myth of an idyllic old age. Obtaining a balance has not always been easy, for our society has a terrible view of old age. The words decline, horror, and affliction that spring to our lips speak volumes about the disgust and fear that sufferings of aging and death inspire in us. We could leave it be, not discuss it, allow ourselves to forget about it, think about something else.